Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week, and in the first Aliyah of Parashat Ki Tisa, we have 45 psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about the Machatzit HaShekel that was used for the census. It was used to buy the sockets for the beams of the Mishkan. It's going to be used also for the Korbanot Sibur. In this Aliyah, we also hear about the Kiyor, the wash basin that the Kohanim used to become Tahor before their hands and feet, before they served in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. In this Aliyah, we also hear about how to make the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil. We also hear in this Aliyah how to make the Ktoret, the incense. We hear how Bezalel was given wisdom, and he is appointed to be the chief architect of the Mishkan, and Oholiab will be his assistant. Lastly, the Aliyah ends with the mitzvah to observe the Shabbos as a sign between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. There is so much to say in this long Aliyah. It's the longest first Aliyah in the Torah, but I'll try to do my best to pick one idea. As just mentioned, one of the mitzvot in our Aliyah is the mitzvah to build the kiyor, the copper wash basin that the Kohanim will use to wash their hands and feet. And we have to ask two questions on the kiyor. First of all, why is the mitzvah of the kiyor placed in this parsha and not in Parshat Truma, where the other kelim are listed? And secondly, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudchet, that the kiyor had to be placed between the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed. And it's going to be true in the Beit HaMikdash as well. The kiyor was placed between the Mizbeach and the Mikdash. Why? Why is it necessary for a person to approach the Mizbeach first and only afterward get to the kiyor, even though the kiyor is the first thing he's going to have to do? Wouldn't it make more sense to place the kiyor before the Mizbeach, so that someone approaching the Mishkan can wash their hands and feet and then approach the Mizbeach? The Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sacharshava Rebbe, who died in 1926, asks these questions and offers a beautiful answer. It's found in the Shem Mishmuel on our Pasuk, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yurchet, and it was said in the year Tuf Reish Ayin Bet, 1912. Says the Shem Mishmuel, the Kiyor in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash exemplifies and symbolizes the very act of tshuva. And the Shem Yishmuel brings sources for that. We wash ourselves from our sins, and the Kohanim do that every single morning by washing off their sins at the Kiyor before the Avodah, before the Korban Tamid, etc. So the Kiyor symbolizes tshuva. But tshuva is hard. We must do it, but it's a long and arduous process. How do I get started? What's the first step? How do I get to the kiyor, so to speak? Says the Shem Mishmuel, there are a lot of strategies to begin tshuva, to begin getting to the kiyor. But one suggestion as to how to start the process of tshuva, connect with the tzibur. When a person sins, there's a natural and spiritual distancing from the tzibur. So the first step is to come back, reconnect with the tzibur. Know that you're not alone. In the words of the Shem Yishmuel, we have to rak le'aged atzmo im hatzibur, to connect, bind with the tzibur. And that is symbolized by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the focal point of Bnei Yisrael's Avodah in the Mikdash. It's where Korban Sibors are brought. It's where Bnei Yisrael bows every single morning at sunrise. It's where Bnei Yisrael gathered every single day and every regel. And the Shem Yishmuel therefore says that the message is this. It must be placed after the Mizbeach. As you approach the kiyor, as you begin tshuva, you must first pass the Mizbeach. You must first realize and recognize and internalize that the first step is to connect with the tzibur. You are a part of a group, and as a group, we will help each other, support each other physically and spiritually. And that also explains why the kiyor is placed here in the beginning of Parashat Ki Tisa. The Shem Yishmuel says that the Torah first wanted to discuss the mitzvah at the beginning of our parsha, the machatzita shekel, the half shekel that everyone brings, that everyone in Klal Yisrael brings, the unifying and uniting machatzita shekel, which will be used to count Bnei Yisrael, which will be used to buy the korbanot tzibur that will be brought on the mizbeach. Participate in the machatzita shekel, become part of the tzibur, then and only then can you approach the kiyor for tshuva. What a powerful message. There's another beautiful answer to these questions. If you're interested, please WhatsApp me privately. But in the meantime, have a wonderful day and Shavua Tov, everyone.